Just in time for holiday shopping, today NPR Books launched the new Book Concierge, their guide to the great reads of 2016. Petra Mayer is an editor with NPR Books and joins us to talk about a few of them. Petra, let's start with a couple of fiction books. Tell us about Jade Chang's The Wangs Versus the World.
Yeah, so Jade Chang is a journalist. This is her debut novel. And her project, her idea with this was very interesting. She wanted to kind of blow up the idea of the traditional immigrant narrative of sort of struggle and pain and assimilation. So this is the story of a Chinese-American family during the crash of 2008. The father runs a cosmetics empire, but it's just gone bust. So he packs up his family and they drive across the country to one of his daughters in the Catskills has a farmhouse where they can stay. So it's basically this road trip of this group of wildly disparate personalities all traveling together, and of course hilarity ensues. And as she said something very interesting, she was on Morning Edition, and she said, you know, her characters, they just want to live their lives. You know, yes, they have pain, they have anger, but there's also all kinds of joy. And it's a road trip, lots of comedy. I mean, it takes a while to kind of figure out that it's a comedy because so much dark stuff happens at the beginning, but it's a really absorbing read.
You also have some picks for fans of science fiction and fantasy, including a sequel, N.K. Jemisin's The Obelisk Gate.
Yeah, I have a hard time sometimes recommending sequels, but this series is so good. So go back to the first one, which was called The Fifth Season. It was a concierge pick last year. This is a fantasy series set in a world that's rocked by constant seismic tremors, just terrible cataclysmic earthquakes. And there are people that know how to control it, that have sort of an inborn ability, but they are pariahs. They're feared. They're exploited. So it's this, you know, science fiction often, it's sort of a cliche that it speaks to the concerns of the age. And this is definitely one of those books. It's a powerful, pull no punches portrait of a society that's built on exploitation, but it's also an amazing story with a fantastic central female character, just rich world building, really absorbing. I highly recommend it.
We're speaking with Petra Mayer about some of the best books of 2016, according to the NPR Book Concierge. And let's talk about nonfiction, Petra. There are some people who love to read those big historical books. There's one on your list, Candace Millard's Hero of the Empire.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with Candace Millard. Like, she is just the perfect author for gift books. She's one of the best writers of popular history out there. If you liked Eric Larson and you want more of that, you can't go wrong. So this is about Winston Churchill, but not the Winston Churchill that we all know, you know, victory signs and cigars and the Blitz. This is Winston Churchill at the beginning of his career when he was kind of a nobody. I mean, he was the son of a famous British politician, but he himself, he was the son of somebody famous, right? So he was just desperate for glory, for fame, for renown. And so it's 1899. He's just run for parliament and lost. So he goes down to South Africa as a journalist to cover the Boer War, which was the war of British imperial powers against Dutch South African rebels. And he gets captured. And he escapes completely by himself with like nothing in his pocket but a little bit of money and some chocolate. And he makes it hundreds of miles over enemy territory and he gets away. So it's a really interesting, I mean, it's just a fabulous story all on its own because Candace Millard is such a good historian. But it's also, if you are a student of history and of Churchill, it's a very formative episode for him.
A lot of the picks here that we've been talking about have been recommended by various people at NPR. The next one we've got is recommended by international correspondent Ophelia Quist-Arkton. It's Joshua Hammer's The Badass Librarians of Timbuktu and Their Race to Save the World's Most Precious Manuscripts.
Yes, and Ophelia did not like that title. But if you overlook the little vulgarity, this is a really inspiring story. So Timbuktu, in the medieval era from the 13th to the 16th centuries, was this marvelous sort of crossroads of culture. Secular and religious culture existed side by side. And so the city had this trove of manuscripts, ancient Islamic manuscripts, a real irreplaceable cultural treasure. And when Islamist militants came into Mali, I think in 2012, the librarians in Timbuktu were sort of understandably worried that their precious trove of manuscripts would meet a bad end. So one particular librarian concocted this plan to smuggle out something like more than 300,000 manuscripts, like in mule carts and in pickup trucks in the dead of night, and they got them away. And it's just a wonderful story.
So books for some people are the greatest gifts. They love them. For other people, they can be intimidating to get a big book that you then have to start reading. What's your advice, Petra, as somebody who reads more than most people probably, about how to just get over that hurdle and start reading that book and know that you'll have a great time?
I think the key is to kind of fool yourself into it, to kind of back into it, to don't say, oh my God, I have to read this enormous book. I spent a lot of the summer reading a 1,300-page book by Alan Moore, and I really enjoyed it. And the way I did it was I kind of let the book take me. Like, I started reading it, and I didn't say, I have to read this whole book. I just said, I'm going to go as far as I feel like going, and then I'm going to stop. And then I kept going, and I kept going, and the book pulled me in. So my advice is let the book pull you in.
Do you remember any great books that you got growing up for gifts?
Oh, sure. My parents used to give me a nice hardback book every year for Christmas. And I actually just pulled one of them down off the shelf. My Christmas present in 1987 was the Smithsonian Book of Newspaper Comics, which is a giant compilation of vintage comic strips. And I'm currently actually reading a biography of George Harriman, who created Crazy Cat. And I remembered that I learned about Crazy Cat from this book that my parents gave me when I was 12. 13, actually. So, I still have that book. I still love it. And I'm reading it again now.
All comes full circle. Petra Mayer of NPR Books. And we will link you to the Book Concierge from NPR, their guide to the great reads of 2016 at hereandnow.org. Petra, thanks so much as always.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.